Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year in 2021. Now, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started off at about 45 degrees this morning, and it had a wind advisory of about 10 miles an hour. And as the day has progressed, it got to a high of 70 degrees, and it'll cool off tonight to a low of 42 degrees. Yes, it will get cool because we are now entering the winter season, and we are bypassing the fall and getting through with the summer. So the hot weather in Vegas is gone until next year. We are having cool weather that at night it's going to go down to 18 degrees by the end of December. By Christmas, it will be 18 degrees outside in Las Vegas. So when you're walking on the strip, make sure you have your jacket, your long sleeve shirt, and your long pants on, because it's going to get cool at night. Yes, I'm telling you from experience, I have the experience to be out at night in Las Vegas, and it gets cold out here. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's G Money's weather report for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. All right, let's talk sports. All right, we had a game last night, Monday Night Football. Who played last night? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers played. Who did they play, DJ?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Giants 30-10. You bet on Buccaneers and over, and it was Buccaneers but under.
All right, well, that's a win for G Money. I picked the Buccaneers to win. So what's my record now for week number 10? Is that week number 10? Yeah, for week number 10, what was my record?
Let's see, that was week number 11, and your record was... Yeah, that was week number 11, and you won 9 out of 15. So you did a little bit better than before. You were 60%
this
week.
So I was 9-6 for the week. All right. Well, that's not bad. It's more than 50%. So I didn't do bad. I lost a lot of games that I thought I should have won. There was a lot of upsets last week. So this week will be better, people. So pay attention to my show on Thursday night when I give the predictions for week number 12. That's right. We're in week number 11 last week, so this is week number 12 coming up. Am I right, DJ?
That's correct.
Okay. So it'll be week number 12 starting on Thursday night football. And I'm expecting to pick a lot of winners this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you follow my radio show, because on Thursday, I'm going to be hot like a firecracker, and I'm going to be burning up the planet. Oh, yes, I will be. This is G-Money talking to you, so pay attention, and you can get the groove on like I'm going to get my groove on for this weekend. For the sports report. All right, DJ Papa D, that's the sports report for today. Let's see, you got some time. Let's go over the standing for the North, the South, the East, and the West in the AFC.
Okay, we'll start with the AFC East. The New England Patriots are on top with a record of 7-4, followed by the Buffalo Bills with a record of 6-4. In third place, it's the Miami Dolphins, 4-7. And in fourth place, it's the New York Jets with a record of 2-8.
Okay.
Do you want to keep going?
Yes. What about the South?
In the AFC South, the Tennessee Titans are on top with a record of 8-3, followed by the Indianapolis Colts with a record of 6-5. In third place, it's the Houston Texans at 2-8. And in fourth place, so I guess it's a tie, the Jacksonville Jaguars also have a record of 2-8.
Okay. Well, it looks like it's running down to the wire at the end of the South. So what about the AFC West?
In the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs are on top with a record of 7-4, followed by the L.A. Chargers, who are 6-4. Then third place, the Las Vegas Raiders have a record of 5-5, and in fourth place, the Denver Broncos also have a record of 5-5.
Okay, the Raiders and the Broncos are tied for third place in the West. Okay, come on, Raiders, get it together, guys. You got 6 weeks left to see what you can do. Okay, what about the AFC North?
In the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens are on top with a record of 7-3, followed by the Cincinnati Bengals, who are at 6-4. Third place, Pittsburgh Steelers at 5-4. And in fourth place, the Cleveland Browns have a record of 6-5.
Whoa, Cleveland's all the way down in fourth spot, and they're behind the Pittsburgh Steelers? Oh, no, come on, Cleveland, pick it up. All right, well, that's interesting. Baltimore Ravens are in second place. That's interesting. All right, who's in first place in the North?
The Ravens are in first place with a record of 7-3. In second place, it's the Cincinnati Bengals with a record of 6-4.
Okay. So Baltimore is leading the North, and Cincinnati is second place. All right. Go get together, Cincy. Although I want the Baltimore Ravens to win the division, so that's what I'm looking at. All right. So let's go to the NFC. Let's start with the NFC NFC, you want to start with the NFC East? You want to start with those fiery Cowboys that are leading the NFC East?
In the NFC East, the sorry Cowboys are on top with a record of 7-3, followed by the sorry Eagles, who have a record of 5-6. In third place, it's the sorry Washington football team with a record of 4-6. And in fourth place, the sorry New York Giants have a record of 3-7.
3-7. Who's that? Houston? Did you say it was 3-7?
New York Giants.
New York Giants, 3-7. Okay. And that's the North? Okay. What about the NFC? Oh, that's the East. What about the NFC South?
In the NFC South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on top with a record of 7-3, followed by the New Orleans Saints with a record of 5-5. In third place, the Carolina Panthers have a record of 5-6, and in fourth place, the Atlanta Falcons have a record of 4-6.
Okay. The South looks kind of slow coming up there. All right. So what about the NFC West?
In the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals are on top with a record of 9-2, followed by the LA Rams with a record of 7-3. Third place, the 49ers are 5-5. And in fourth place, Seattle Seahawks with a record of 3-7.
Seattle isn't going to make the playoffs this year. Looks like they're going to have a tough time. All right. And what about the NFC North? Did we do the North already? No.
In the NFC North, the Green Bay Packers are on top with a record of 8-3, followed by the Minnesota Vikings, who have a record of 5-5. Third place, it's the Chicago Bears with a record of 3-7. And bringing up the rear, the Detroit Lions with a record of 0-9.
Oh, Detroit hasn't won a game this season. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today, Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went inside at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home, and these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. But she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happened, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support, and if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here, and if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. Put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is
the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Prince Thomas, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody. Everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you that I recorded for my listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as we tell you a fabulous story that happened in my lifetime. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for some music and more of the show in a minute.
I'm telling you about the girls in my neighborhood. Yeah, there was a few of them that I hung out with. And one girl ended up moving next door to my house. Her name was Lisa. And Lisa was, well, we'll say she wasn't exactly beautiful. But she was willing to do almost anything. And she had big brothers, so we didn't want to really make her mad. So we were just really being good friends. And since she was right next door, she would always come over and want to play with me. So it was good. I had a good time with her. And we even played spin the bottle. And my buddy Warren, my god brother, that was the first girl he kissed. Lisa. And we teased him about kissing Lisa because she was like not the top of the barrel, if you know what I mean. She was just somebody to be playing with. And he had to kiss her. He spun the bottle and it pointed toward her. And he had to kiss her. And, oh, man. But I can't really talk about him because he got hooked up with a girl on 64th Street. And he ended up having a baby by her. So he was the first one of our crew to have a baby. So I can't say nothing about him. And his baby's mama was beautiful. Deborah, her name was Deborah Davis, and she was beautiful. I think she was Asian. Asian and black. She kind of looked like that. She had pied eyes. So she was really pretty. So that was the first girl he made love to that he had a baby by. We give him shouts out. We give him props. We did all right. I never met his daughter, so I don't know what the baby turned out to be like, but I guess she's all right. She's like 30 years old now, so, you know, that was way back in the day when he did that. But anyway, so I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party at her house. And she invited a bunch of people from the neighborhood, and then she invited some people, some friends of hers, and her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. I'm dancing, and I had been watching American Bandstand. And I had been watching Soul Train, but American Bandstand is the show that I used to watch all the time. So I thought it would be a good show for me to watch dancing. I didn't know that white people dance different than black people. I didn't know that. So I was watching American Bandstand, and I was copying all their dances. They did the swim. They did the bird. They did, I don't know what all, the mashed potatoes. They did all these crazy dances. So when Lisa had her party, I went to the party, and I was all dressed up because I'm used to being G'd up because I'm G-Money. At least I wasn't G-Money then. I was just Gregory, the G. And I used to dance. I go into the party, and I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. And I think her mother was trying to set me up, trying to get me to date her daughter. And I wasn't interested at all in dating Lisa. But she was cool as a friend. But I wasn't really trying to date her. But then again, I was only 10, so, you know, I was still had my options open. I was still checking out the other girls in my neighborhood because I had some beautiful women that lived in my neighborhood. At least at my age, I thought they were beautiful. So I went to the party, and I was dancing. And I was dancing, and Lisa's mama said, oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. And I was chill out a little bit. I'd break down and do some of the dances I saw on American Bandstand. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped. I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, I thought I was doing real dances. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. So Lisa came and grabbed me by my hands, and we did the two-step. Step one, step two, step one, step two. We just held hands and danced from side to side. And that's all the dancing I did for the rest of the night. I was like, oh, wow, I thought I could dance. And I found out that I couldn't dance. At least I couldn't dance like black people dance. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, man, her mama embarrassed me in front of everybody at the party. So I was like, okay, I got to learn how to dance. So I went home, and I told my mama, I said, Mama, I got to learn to dance because I got embarrassed at the party. And my mama said, really? You need to learn how to dance. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I was dancing at Lisa's party, and her mother pointed me out to everybody at the party and said that I wasn't dancing right, that I was doing some kind of crazy dancing she had never seen before. Obviously, she hasn't seen American Bandstand, because that's what I was doing. And my mama said, okay, I'm going to get one of my friends. She has a daughter that you used to go swimming with, so you know her. She'll come over here and teach you to dance, because her and her son, the brother and sister, they used to swim with you in the swim class, and I knew who she was talking about. She was talking about my friend Gretchen. Oh, Gretchen Gilmore. Oh, she was so beautiful. Her mother was fine, too. But her, oh, Gretchen was beautiful. And Merklin was her big brother, and he was tall and handsome, and, you know, he looked all right, if you want to judge guys. He was older, though. He was, like, 4 or 5 years older than us. But he came over with his sister, and they brought their radio, and they brought their tape player, and they were playing music. So I was dancing, and they were showing me all the latest dances. I was doing the funky chicken, and we did the mashed potatoes, and we did the worm, and we did the freak, and We did all of the top black dances. I was doing everything. I learned how to do it all. And I even learned the cha-cha, which was the dance. All the girls wanted to dance with the guys that knew how to cha-cha. So I was really excited about learning how to cha-cha. And 1, 2, cha-cha-cha. 1, 2, cha-cha-cha. I really was learning how to cha-cha, and I learned to dance. After that, I was a good dancer, and I danced at all the parties and everything. I was hot. I was hot.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
you know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink. And she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So we would go every week, and I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was crisscrossing my legs. I was doing fancy skating. And then when we crossed, skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on the backwards skating routine. And it was real nice. I felt like I was in love. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skate rink that were liking the way I was skating. And they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate doubles. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with her. You can skate doubles with her. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate double, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning and spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, yeah, I know. You were watching me. I know you were. She was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, then I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rose Grant. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I can skate, and I can twist, and I can do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I can do it all. I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Fancy skating. I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. Fancy skating. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. And I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I got a real short story I want to share with you. There was a blonde lady that went shopping in a store, and she went to buy a TV. And she got this, she picked up this, what she thought was the TV. She picked it up and took it to the counter, and she wanted to pay for it. And she told the man that she wanted to know how much that TV cost. And the man said, "I'm sorry, we don't sell TVs to blonde women." And she said, "What?" She went home and she dyed her hair brunette. And she came back and she got the package. And she took it to the desk and said, "Okay, I want to buy this TV." And they said, "We don't sell TVs to blonde women." And she said, how do you know I'm blonde? My hair is brunette now, and what makes you think I'm blonde? And they said, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. We can't sell you this TV. And she said, okay, and she left. And she went home and she shaved her head and shaved all the hair on her body so that she didn't have any blonde hair at all. And then she went back to the store and she grabbed the package and she took it to the counter and said, now, I want to buy this TV. And the people said, we can't sell you a TV. We don't sell TVs to blonde women. And she said, how do you know I'm blonde? I'm bald-headed, and I shaved all the hair on my head. She said, how do you know I'm blonde? And they said, because you keep trying to buy this microwave. I'm Drew Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, the followers that follow my radio show. I want to share with them $50 cash prize. It's time for me to give away $50. For a cash prize for the person that is the 17th caller on my radio show. Now, today we're doing the $50 cash giveaway, but you don't need to know the name of any songs. You don't need to know the name of any movies. You just need to be the 17th caller to call into the radio station. And once you're the 17th caller and you call into the radio station, you're an automatic winner. You win $50 cash prize. That's what we have for you. Today is the $50 cash giveaway, and all you got to do is be the 17th caller to call into the radio station. So, you got 5 minutes to call into the station. And if you're the 17th caller, you can win $50 cash prize. Because I'm G Money, and I'm giving away $50 to the 17th caller that calls into this radio station. So, DJ Papa D, while we're giving them 5 minutes to call into the radio station, play a song, something for us to get our groove on while we're waiting for the 17th caller to call in and win the $50 cash prize. So, DJ, play a song, and we'll be back in a minute for more of the show.
Get up!
I got 5 degrees.
Album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the Daily Report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's a worldwide radio show where I'm broadcasting to everybody around the world. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year, 2021. So, everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, let me check to see if I got 17 callers and who is going to be my $50 cash prize winner today. And I'm checking my list. Oh, man, I got 16 callers, but I didn't get a 17th caller. Oh, number 17, you were right there at the door, and you didn't call. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, the rules say I got to pay the 17th caller, and since I didn't have a 17th caller today, I guess I put my money back in my safe until Thursday, 3 o'clock show. I'll pay $50 on Thursday for a person that can identify the name of a song. We'll be playing a song to be identified on Thursday. So Thursday, pay attention and listen to the 3 o'clock radio show and be ready to call in and name that song that we'll be playing the clip from, and you can win $50 cash prize. I'm sorry we couldn't pay today. We didn't get somebody to be the 17th caller. I keep telling you people, you got to call through to the numbers in order to win the money. Oh, well, that's how the cookie crumbles. All right, well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know. So, before I go, though, let me thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow the activities I'm talking about. And I want to thank DJ Papa G for being my in-house studio engineer to help me with the sports report. He helps me with the news and plays the music and helps me with my story. So thank you, brothers. I appreciate the help, because without you, this show couldn't be possible. So I want to say thank you, and I guess if I have a minute or so, DJ Papa D Do we have any birthday wishes for today? November 23rd, isn't it? 2021?
Yes, you have a few birthdays today.
Yeah, let's give a shout out to the birthdays.
Okay, on your birthday list are Deanna Mack, Katrina Davis, Nicole Hart, Stephen Webb, Nathaniel Logan, Carlton Dade, Carlos Vram, Jamel Nix, Crystal Mackey Eckard, Lola Bolden, MJ, Aura Witherspoon, Latanya MJ, Dan Tan, and last but not least, Dion Harris. Happy birthday, everyone, for November 23rd, 2021.
Well, all right. For everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, I want to wish you the best happy birthday, because today is your special day, and I want you to be extremely happy and receive all of the goodness that can come to you on your birthday today. I want you to be blessed with goodness and presents and all the good stuff that you deserve on your birthday. Because today is your day. So happy birthday to you. And to all of my fraternity brothers and my sorority sisters, I wish you happy birthday. And to everybody else, all the GDIs and everybody else, I'm wishing you happy birthday today on your special day. And I want to sing you a birthday song from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday today and many, many more. Yes, happy birthday to you. And I hope you guys get some really good stuff. I hope you get some. And I hope you get some cake and some ice cream, you know, some pie, some candy, and some real nice presents. Because it's your day. Today is your birthday, and you should celebrate it with everything, all the goodness that the Lord will allow you to have today on your birthday. So God bless you on your birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you act like one, too. Happy birthday, y'all. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on Tuesday, November 23rd, 2 days before Thanksgiving. So have a good day. Happy good birthday. And remember, my birthday is next month, so I'm expecting to get all the good stuff that I deserve. Plus, I want to get some on that night, and I ain't talking about no cake or no cookie or no pie or no ice cream or pumpkin pie. I'm talking about some real good stuff on my birthday. Plus, I want to get some presents, and I want to get some money. Yep, I know what I want on my birthday. I want something good that I can put my hands around. You know what I mean, lady? All right. Yep, my birthday is the 20th of December, next month. So beware. I'll be looking for some good stuff. So holler back at me. All right. Well, I guess it's time for me to get out of the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, DJ Papa D, play. What's the time check? Let me get a time check from you and see what time it is.
4:06 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
4:06. All right. Well, it's a good show for Tuesday. We had a great show, and we wished everybody birthday greetings on today is their birthday. And what else do I want to do? I don't want to tell a joke. Do I want to tell a story? No, I don't want to do that either. I guess I'm just going to get ready to go eat me some ice cream and cake and celebrate the birthdays with the birthday people, because today is my friend's birthday, so I'm going to have a good time at his party. So until tomorrow or until Thursday, have a good weekend and enjoy the football games on Thursday. And we'll get ready for the predictions for week number 13. So have a good time. And remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you got your vaccination shots for the flu, for the virus, and for the pneumonia, because it's all coming this time of year. And wash your hands, and make sure you wear your mask when you're out in public so you don't catch anything that you didn't leave the house with. So, on behalf of G-Money, the Pimp Comic, I'm going to wish you well. Good night, and talk to you again on Thursday. All right, DJ Papa D, play our prayer for us to go in on, and we'll be back tomorrow on Thursday for more of the show. Good night.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Not this guy again.
Money.
G-G-G-G-G-Money. That's right. Pimp Crazy.
Not this guy again.
That's
G-G-G-G-Money.
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 G-Money.
Someone just robbed the bank. Have you seen anyone suspicious? Batman has a little dick. Yeah, well, the only hoes G-Money the Pimp Comic is pimping are the ones who live with him at the old folks' home. G-Money, you're so black, your mama had to leave the light on at night so she could find you. G-Money, you think smoking crack is normal. G-Money is the only person who puts an outhouse on the back of his wheelchair. G-Money's dick is so small, G-Money is so stupid, he thought the Asian race was how they determined the leader of China. G-Money was born with two heads, but only half a brain. It's a good thing G-Money is blind, so he can't see how ugly he is. G-Money is so stupid, he dropped out of kindergarten. G-Money got his fashion sense from watching the Fat Albert Show. G-Money is so stupid, he thinks chunky monkey ice cream is made out of actual monkeys. G-Money's jokes are so old, he stole them from Moses. What? This is ridiculous. G-Money is an idiot. Okay, you win. I'm wasting my time here. I have to go. I have a crime to fight. G-Money is a fool.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.